Hey, Shelly here, and welcome to another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. This is the podcast where I have conversations with amazing women who are busting through the stereotypes of what it means to live a life after 50, and that we're not going to go off into the sunset easily. Today's a little different episode. I'm actually doing a solo episode because I did a thing. Yeah, I did a thing. I know a lot of people probably think I'm crazy for doing this, but I'm shutting down my Facebook group. I have 7,013 women in that Facebook group, and I'm shutting it down. Why? A couple of reasons. First one is I've been doing the group. I've had the group for 6, 7 years. I don't know. I can't seem to find the start date. And once you get to 7,000 women or people in a group, for you group admins, can I get a holla amen out there? It becomes a lot more work. I pre-approve posts. And I'm going to tell you why here in a second, why I do those things, why I manage the group that way. And it's just a lot of work. And I found myself becoming a little too anxious, is the word. I don't know if that's the correct word or not, but I just found myself becoming, let's use anxious, just really anxious over the group, wanting to do the right thing, but wanting to make sure that there wasn't a lot of spamming going on and inappropriate conversations, which gets totally out of hand when you have that many women, that many people in the group, not just women, but all groups, men, women, they all do it. I was cleaning out my closets over since I've left my 9-to-5. I've spent some time organizing my house, my living area. And I came across a box of books and research notes from my graduate school days. It was public administration, social policy research track. So I had a lot of papers that I wrote. We wrote like 30, 40 page research papers every semester. And I flashed on that time in my life when I was doing a lot of research. I loved it. I love to research. And I'm not talking about, well, I did my own research on YouTube, but legit lit reviews and peer reviewed things. And I was looking a lot into the social policy at the time because Bill Clinton was president and he had reformed the welfare programs in the United States and actually decentralized them and gave them back to the states. So that was a lot of what my research focused on. And my thesis for my research was welfare used as behavior modification. But that's not what I came on to talk about. But can you tell I just really love it? Super excited about it. And I remember on weekends being in the computer lab or before class, it was a small class. There was probably about 10 of us in this track for this semester, sitting around and just talking about what we were doing, the research we were finding. We were helping each other out. We were supporting, holding each other accountable. And I loved it and I miss it. And I think that's one of the reasons I started the membership group. I've had so many women say to me, I want to have conversations with other women my age. I need support. I need to know what other women are doing. I want to hear other women's stories. I want to be held accountable for the things that I'm trying to get done. Facebook doesn't allow for that. Facebook by design does not allow for that. It's a very performative sort of medium, I'm finding out. Instagram's going more to reels and videos and less to the photo sharing app that it used to be back in the day. Very performative. And one of the things I was finding in the group is over the past probably couple of years, I would say since the pandemic started, an influx of life coaches and network marketers. Before you start sending me hate mail, I am a certified life purpose coach. I am a network marketer with Arbonne. So I'm not against these individuals or this form of work at all. I highly recommend it if it's your jam. But what was happening is that life coaches, network marketers, entrepreneurs are taught a certain way to come into a group and do attraction marketing. And what was happening is that they would share their story and a picture, and then they were messaging women or sneaking in their comments about, hey, I use this product. Here's the link to buy it, which is strictly forbidden in the group. It's not a group of selling things. Now, I am all about abundance. I am totally about abundance, but that's not what the group is for. And people can, I always appreciated it when women would email me or contact me and say, hey, I've got this thing I would like for you to put in the group. Is that okay? Or the email. And I would think about it. It was, there was no respect from some people in the group. And I just found these things happening, which I didn't like. And then women would message me and say, hey, people are emailing me in your group, or they're sending me messages, or you've got the worst group ever because people won't leave me alone. I can't do anything about that. I'm not the Facebook God. And then beyond what was qualitatively happening in the group, there was some quantitative data I looked at as well. I crunched some numbers in terms of engagement. On Facebook, an engagement of 1% or higher, 1% is considered extraordinary. If you have 1% engagement in your Facebook group, that's extraordinary. I was blown away by that because I was telling a friend and she's, and I'm like, yeah. So I crunched the numbers, it even weighted. So for example, okay, for all you data nerds out here, for example, I took in my group, I took the number of likes, the number of comments, the number of group members, and the number of reactions, because you can't share. I couldn't use the metric sharing because you can't share from a private Facebook group. So the number of posts, not number of followers, number of posts in 28-day period. So number of posts in 28-day periods, 170. The number of comments was 2,000 something. And then the number of reactions, likes, happy face, angry emoji, were over, well over 6,000. And so I weighted it because that was a huge number compared to the number of posts and the number of actual comments. So I weighted the other two and I found unweighted, my reaction, my engagement was 1.67%. Weighted, my reaction, my engagement was 1.70. At that time, I had just under 7,000 women in the group. That equaled 118 people. So if you take 1.7% of the 6,900 some odd women, 118 of them were engaged. And I was just like, what the fuck? Seriously? 118 people. And you're going to be like, at least you reached 118 people. But did I really reach 118 people? Are those people who actually legit post or comment or in a really meaningful conversation with people in the group? Or was it just the angry emoji, smiley emoji, thumbs up, I like this post kind of thing? Who knows? So that was another reason that I let the group go. I also really want to concentrate more on the podcast and my writing. I do a weekly newsletter, Your Weekly Redesign, which I am thoroughly enjoying now. And I really want to ramp up the podcast with not only conversations that you love with women over 50 who are doing amazing things, but I also want to be able to get on more experts on the show to deep dive into and wellness from doctors and not just health and wellness coaches who sell Beachbody. That wasn't a slide. Like I said, I'm a network marketer. And then just various experts on things like that. So what that looks like yet, I don't know. Another thing I've also done is I went into my email list and I had 1,100 people on my email. And I went in and looked at the people who had opened the email, people who were engaged and people who were not engaged. So last month, I know that this is scary to hear for entrepreneurs or business people, but I deleted 500 people off my list. Yeah, 500 people. And because they just weren't engaging, they weren't opening emails at all. And when I did that, of course, my engagement open rate went up over 50% because now I have 518 highly engaged individuals on my list. Okay, so those were my ramblings. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Of course, you can still stay connected with Women Over 50 Life Redesigned. I've got the website. I've got the podcast. I'm going to be on social media for the time being in terms of a business page and on Instagram, and we'll see how that goes. I'm going to give it a month or two and see how I feel about that. And then I'm building the membership community because, like I said, women are telling me all the time, I need more connection with women over 50. And I think that's why they join the group. But Facebook really, like I said, isn't conducive for meaningful conversation. So we have a membership community that we're building, Women Over 50, a life redesigned.space. I'll drop all that information down below. You can still stay connected. And of course, you can email me, shelly@shellydriving.com. I always love your thoughts. I always love to hear from women. And I will always answer back if it warrants a return email. Okay, friends, thanks for listening to my thoughts. And I will see you next week.